Do you hear me, sir?
Yes, hear you loud and clear.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So we'll go straight to the interview. You're aware of the situation in Afghanistan. There are concerns that, Dr. Abdullah could declare a parallel government in Afghanistan. President Obama has warned against such a decision. Where do you see the situation is heading to, given your experience of work in that country?
Well, it's very dangerous. I hope that both Dr. Ghani and Dr. Abdullah will think seriously about their position. If Dr. Abdullah declares a parallel government, it is likely to lead to a great breakdown in Afghanistan, and in that breakdown, there will not be American support for anybody. He could really destroy the future of Afghanistan. Dr. Ghani needs to recognize that if he takes office without a proper evaluation of the ballots, then he inherits all the legacy of corruption that has been such a problem for President Karzai. It will be very difficult for Dr. Ghani to tell the West that he is running a different kind of government if he takes power under a cloud. So I think each of them have to look at their desires and their what they believe is right in the sense of the bigger future of Afghanistan, and they have to allow and encourage a credible process of evaluating fraud in the ballots to go forward.
Sir, how realistic is this warning of a parallel government? I mean, exactly what would happen if, for instance, Abdullah declares himself president of Afghanistan? There should be the military, the security forces. A government is not, somebody just declaring, I'm the president. What does it mean, really?
I don't know what it means, and I don't want to find out. And I think Dr. Abdullah shouldn't want to find out. And frankly, his supporters should not want to find out.
But isn't it precisely something Washington has been warning against, that if Dr. Abdullah does that, American support would cease?
America will not support Dr. Abdullah in doing such an action. And if his action causes other things to fall apart in Afghanistan, then all of Afghanistan could end up losing support.
Now, the United States has been involved in Afghanistan for the past 13 years. It has invested heavily, with blood and treasure. If this political scenario takes place, do you think the United States can really walk away and say, you've squandered it?
Yes, I do think so. I think Afghans need to understand that there is already a great deal of unhappiness in America. A lot of people in Congress are already willing to say, let's just quit. And if right now Iraq is falling apart because Iraqi politicians cannot work together, if Afghan leaders cannot work together and pull their country apart, Americans will say the hell with this. We are not going to spend our money and our people's lives when Afghan leaders will not lead their country responsibly.
Right. We have also statements from the State Department calling on a national unity government. What is your understanding of such a government? What does it exactly mean, a national unity government?
I have not seen the statement you refer to. I have seen statements from Ambassador Dobbins, I think perhaps somebody else, saying that once the election is over, Afghans need to come together in a broad government. And I think that is something that everybody thinks. When I was in Afghanistan in March, and I saw Dr. Abdullah, and I saw Dr. Ghani, and I saw Dr. Rasool and other people, and each one said that if he won, he realized he would have to have a broad coalition to govern effectively. He would have to reach out beyond his own supporters. And I think whatever this is, it's talking about the same thing.
So do you think that power-sharing mechanism would work? Because both candidates have strongly rejected a power-sharing formula to come over this crisis.
I don't know if anybody's talking about power sharing, but every government in Afghanistan since 2002 has had a mixture of personalities representing different power bases. And indeed, both Dr. Ghani and Dr. Abdullah are supported by many people who have their own power base in Afghanistan, and many of those people could be involved in the government on either side.
Finally, sir, Secretary Kerry is expected to be in Kabul. Dr. Abdullah said he spoke to President Obama and also with Secretary Kerry that he would be in Kabul by Friday. What do you think his mission would be?
I remind you, I'm out of the government, so I don't know, but I assume it will be along the same lines as all of the public statements, which is to counsel patience and to push the Election Commission to undertake a proper audit of the disputed ballots. Actually, the candidates don't have to agree for that to happen. They just have to get out of the way. But the Election Commission has to do its job, and this, in a sense, there is something a little stupid right now because everybody knows what the answer to this has to be. The answer has to be a proper audit of the ballots along the lines that the UN, that UNAMA has said. So everybody knows what has to be done. If the Election Commission, or the Complaints Commission, I should say, does not carry out that audit, as has been recommended, then the Complaints Commission is acting in a way that has no good explanation and will also be heavily responsible for the troubles of Afghanistan. And the people in the Complaints Commission need to understand the responsibility that is upon them.
And is the U.S. supporting somehow the electoral institutions? Because apparently Dr. Abdullah rejects their authority. At this time, the electoral institutions are the only legal bodies that could bring this crisis into an end.
My understanding is that Dr. Abdullah has rejected their actions so far. I have not seen anything that suggests that Dr. Abdullah would reject a vote count which is done with international involvement and which makes a proper takes a proper look at the ballots. I don't think that has been rejected.
Ambassador Newman, thank you so much, as always, for your very useful analysis, sir.
No, you're most welcome. Thank you for asking.
Okay.
Bye-bye.